Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, police investigating the alleged assault of a Queensland Labor MP. More wild weather predicted for an already saturated New South Wales. And in sport, Australia's Daniel Ricciardo records his best qualifying result for the year so far. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Raw. Forensic tests are being carried out on three bodies found in Mexico near to where two Australian brothers and their American friend were reported missing. The prosecutor's office for the state of Baja California says the testing's being conducted by a state laboratory which will allow for positive identification of the bodies. Callum and Jake Robinson, as well as Carter Road, were last seen on April 27 on a surfing trip near the popular tourist town of Ensenada, about 90 minutes south of the US-Mexico border. Local surf instructor Miguel Arroyo says everyone is concerned about what might have happened to them.
I feel upset, fed up and sad at the same time for no longer being able to have these beautiful places because you don't feel safe. I have a family and part of what I like to do is take my children to these places, to camp, to have a good time, to fish.
Queensland police have confirmed an investigation is underway into allegations that a Labor MP was attacked on a recent night out. Assistant Health Minister Brittany Luger posted on social media that she went to the police and the hospital the morning after allegedly being drugged and sexually assaulted on a Saturday evening in Yeppoon, a town in her electorate in central Queensland. Ms. Luger has reportedly been contacted by other women who allege they were also drugged on the Saturday evening. Authorities have called off a week-long search for a man missing in Western Australia's far north. Superintendent Steve Thompson says police have found footprints and an item of clothing believed to belong to 21-year-old Zane Stevens, who was last seen travelling with another man where their car became bogged in marshland at Coconut Wells, north of Broome, on April 26. But he says until further information comes to light, they cannot do anything more. A severe weather warning is in place for New South Wales after a week of rain, as authorities predict more intense downpours over the weekend. The heaviest falls are expected to hit the Illawarra, Hunter, Central Coast and Greater Sydney from tonight into Sunday. Some areas could get up to 100 millimetres, while other areas will have between 30 and 50. Senior meteorologist Angus Hines has told Channel 9 the rainfall could lead to flooding as the east coast is already saturated after a dumping in April.
We've got a big high-pressure area south of Tasmania which has just been feeding showers onto the east coast of the country, all up that New South Wales coast all week. That's why we've had that spotty, off and on again rainfall all through the week so far. But that's going to get amplified and enhanced by a disturbance in the upper atmosphere which is going to turn that spotty, showery weather into more widespread and persistent rainy weather on Saturday night, overnight tonight and on Sunday as well.
Four culturally significant artefacts have been returned to their traditional owners in South Australia almost two centuries after they were given to German missionaries in the 1840s. The sword, club, spear and net were taken back to Europe before ending up in the Grassy Museum in Leipzig. They've now been returned to the Kaurna people on country in North Adelaide. Minister for Indigenous Australians Linda Burney has praised the German government for facilitating the repatriation.
I thank very, very much the German government in the support and facilitating this significant return. And I'll acknowledge the proactive nature of the German government in that return. And I think it's the repatriation of cultural items and our ancestors, many of them stolen under dreadful circumstances, means so much to our people.
China has launched an unmanned space shuttle towards the moon, aiming to land the vessel on the far side of the lunar surface. It's carrying four payloads as part of an international agreement. Scientific instruments from France, Italy and the European Space Agency, as well as a small satellite from Pakistan. The shuttle's job will be to collect and return samples from the moon's mysterious far side in what is the first endeavour of its kind in the history of human lunar exploration. The side of the moon that faces away from the Earth is set to contain more craters, which scientists believe could reveal the secrets of the moon's creation. To sport and in racing news, Red Bull's Max Verstappen has grabbed pole position for the Miami Grand Prix sprint race, while Daniel Ricciardo has finished fourth. It's the best qualifying result this year for the Australian driver. He says he didn't expect a second-row start after clipping the wall during his two qualifying laps. I'm Deborah Grook. This is SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.